Scientists are concerned with an effect of climate change that hasn't gotten much attention. Permafrost soils that have been frozen for thousands of years are melting, and as that happens, viruses and bacteria that have been dormant are springing back to life. Joining us now from Cardiff, Wales, is science writer Jasmine Fox-Skelly. Jasmine, you wrote about this for the BBC, and you describe a young boy who died from anthrax in the Arctic Circle. What happened?
Yes, this was August last year in a remote corner of Siberia called the Yamal Peninsula, and a 12-year-old boy sadly became infected by anthrax and died. But what was strange was how he had become infected. Scientists believe that a heat wave melted a layer of the frozen soil, and it had exposed the corpse of a reindeer that had actually died over 75 years ago from anthrax. And once exposed to the open air, the bacterial spores had spread into the nearby water supply and the soil and had infected the local reindeer and also a small percentage of the people of the village.
And this is thought to be a problem that could happen elsewhere?
Yeah, the concern is that as the earth warms, more permafrost is going to melt. And the truth is that we don't know what is down there. We know that there's anthrax, but there's a chance that also unknown diseases are down there.
Well, you also write about a smallpox epidemic in Siberia in the 1890s. What happened in that case?
Yeah, in that case, in Siberia, there was a deadly outbreak, actually, of smallpox, and it killed something like 40% of the population. Back then, and often still today, the way they dispose of bodies is basically they bury them. And so as the permafrost is melting, these sort of corpses could become exposed. And there's a concern, some are concerned, that diseases like smallpox could actually, they could come back to life. Mm.
So what can be done about this? Is there any way to prepare for this short of trying to stop climate change from occurring?
There's nothing massively that can be done. Of course, keeping stockpiles of vaccines just in case, any bacteria that does emerge from the ice, you know, you could treat it with antibiotics as long as it doesn't have immunity. So I think the main thing that can be done is just be vigilant, monitor any outbreaks and continue to research the area and the bacteria and look for it in the ice.
Now, the headline of your story reads, "There are diseases hidden in the ice and they are waking up," which sounds pretty scary, I must say.
Yeah, it's a catchy headline, but I wouldn't want anybody to be overly concerned because not all bacteria and viruses can spring back to life. I mean, anthrax, the reason anthrax can is because it forms incredibly hardy spores. And a virus I talk about in my article is an example of a giant virus, and they're also extremely tough, and they've been able to be brought back. Also, some bacteria have been brought back by scientists that are millions of years old, potentially. But not all bacteria and viruses can survive. In fact, probably just a small fraction of them can.
And the same thing that is happening when the permafrost melts also happens when people start drilling down into the ground, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, with climate change, not only are ancient permafrost layers being exposed, but also Arctic sea ice is being exposed, and it's making areas much more available and accessible to mining. And so the fear is that as people go in and they go to these areas and they do lots of digging, that they'll actually expose these ancient layers. And we don't know what pathogens could be there.
That's Jasmine Fox-Skelly, who's a freelance writer based in Cardiff, Wales. We'll link to more about her story at hereandnow.org. Jasmine, thank you.
Thank you.